Ben çiçek miyim?
The Vaseline Program, presenting a new prize play called Fame Before Folly by Milton Berlinstein of Monticello, New York, starring Dean Herschel as Dr. Christian with Rosemary DeCamp as Judy Price. People who live where winter comes have been urged to put in their fuel. Well, fuel means fire, and fire means burn, which brings to mind that for ordinary household burns, nothing keeps them better than Vaseline petroleum jelly. Known as petrolatum among the medical profession, Vaseline petroleum jelly is approved as an effective first aid treatment for burns. Proof of its help in promoting truly remarkable recoveries among critical burn casualties can be found in leading medical journals. These articles record its use in field and home front hospitals as a surface dressing for even the most serious burns. So friends, you can rely on Vaseline petroleum jelly for those everyday household burns that happen more frequently during the indoor season. When anyone in your family gets a minor burn, cover it with plenty of Vaseline petroleum jelly spread on fine mesh gauze. Bandage firmly, but not tightly. If the burn is deep or covers a wide area, call the doctor. Ask your druggist tonight for a jar or convenient tube of Vaseline petroleum jelly. And so to our prize play, Fame Before Folly. As the scene opens, we find that morning has come to Dr. Christian's town of River's End. Hennessy's rooster has just finished crowing. The sun barely seeps through the pines and dances on the dew, making it look like a billion diamonds. While just past the corner, old McCurney the milkman whistles an Irish jig. A clean, sharp breeze blows in from the river. The shades go up. Smoke starts from the chimney. It's morning. Yes, it's morning in River's End. And the whole world seems to smile, except, why, who's this? What's he doing? There he goes, hot-footing it down Main Street. Now around the corner past Ezra's Pharmacy and down Elm Street. In one hand, he has a stack of newspapers, while with the other, he tries to shove the tail of his shirt into his pants. Listen to him mutter at the top of his voice.
For 30 years, the enterprise has been first with every birth, death, and wedding in River's End. The very first. Now something big happens, the biggest thing that's ever come to River's End, and I have to... Oh, darn these old Vixie shirts. They don't close at the top, and they don't stay in your pants at the bottom. Devil take them anyhow. Tomorrow I'll start wearing a sheet. Mahatma Gandhi can get away with a token eye. Wait until I get my hands on that Dr. Christian. Why, look at it. It's in the headlines of every one of them. The Center City Sentinel, the Northfield Gazette, and look at the headline of the River's End Enterprise. Mr. Gray wins first prize for chickens at fair. It happens to Dr. Christian right in my hometown. All the neighboring towns featured in their headlines. What do I do in mine? Lay an egg. Well.
Why, yes, sir. What are you doing up at this time of the morning?
Don't you hazel me, Dr. Christian. Don't you dare hazel me, you...
Hazel your tailor's house.
You traitor, you Benedict Dion, you... What'd you say?
Your shirtail is hanging out.
I know it is. What do you think I've been trying to do ever since I left my house?
Your collar's open.
I know it is. I know it. My collar's always open. My shirtail's always out.
Well, is that what you came down this early in the morning to tell me?
I came down for no such reason. Dr. Christian, if you're trying to confuse me, you're not going to succeed.
Well, come have some breakfast with me. After that, you can get all the wind out of your sails.
No, I don't want breakfast. Don't want anything. All I want you to do is look at these headlines and tell me why. Why?
Well, I'm sorry, Izzy, but I never read the paper before or during breakfast. If I read good news, get me excited, and I forget my appetite. And if I read bad news, it depresses me, and I lose my appetite. No news before breakfast.
Well, you don't have to read it. Just look at the headlines. Look what it says. River's End Physician.
Pardon me a moment. Hello.
The phone would have to ring of all times. The phone has to ring now.
Yes, this is Dr. Christian speaking.
No.
No, I didn't.
You think Alexander Graham Bell would spend his time doing more worthwhile things?
Pardon me a moment, please.
Would you find it?
Yes, for goodness sake, will you quiet down a moment? I can't hear what you're saying.
She? Who's she? Hey, if she's from the Gazette, don't say a word.
Will you please be still a moment?
All right, I won't say a word.
Yeah. Yes? You say you're coming in this Friday? Well, it'll be all right. I'll have Judy check on it as soon as she comes in.
Yes,
that's all right. This Friday. Goodbye.
Now, Doc.
That's funny. The widow Baines hasn't been in to see you for the past 10 years. Must be something big going to happen to get her to come down.
Going to happen. It did happen. That's what I'm trying to show you. Here it is, right on the front page of all the neighboring town papers. The Gazette, Herald, Sentinel, Times, Union, all of them. In all of them, but not in the Enterprise. Why did you do this to me? My own hometown, my own doctor. I devote my headlines to a cackle.
Let me see her.
River Sands Physician says...
Dr. Griffin, it's thrilling. Look at it over the whole front page.
What, Judy? What is it?
The headlines in the paper here.
Oh, that. I just thought it too easy when you came in.
I've been trying to show it to him for the past half hour.
Oh, hello, Achel.
Hello, Judy.
Keep your tails out, Achel.
Here, Doctor, now I... What'd you say?
Keep your tails out.
Why does the whole world have to comment just because a man can't keep a short shirt?
So that's it, eh?
Hey, what's so funny, Doctor? You saved your life, didn't you?
Yes, it says so right here. River's End Physician saves Curly Toodle's life. It's right in the headline.
He must have done it, Doctor. Kicking her wouldn't be in the headlines. After all, Curly Toodle is a child wonder of Hollywood. He's world famous, and if you saved her, well, you saved him.
Oh, it wasn't exactly like that. You see, I attended that bond rally in Center City last night.
Oh, the one where all the stars performed?
Yeah, that's right. The one at the Palace Theater.
Oh.
About the middle of the show, the manager came out and asked if there was a doctor in the house, and if there was, would he come backstage? Well, naturally went backstage and...
And you found Curly Toodle dying.
No, not exactly. In fact, I'd say not to...
Oh, that phone again.
Hello, Dr. Griffin's office. Yes? Yes, he is. Just a moment. Hey, Doctor, it's a call for you from New York City.
From New York City? Well, better than you take it.
Yes, from New York City, huh?
Yes. Hello. Dr. Christian speaking.
This is Mr. Williams of the World. What do you have to say for the world, Dr.
Hmm? Well, what does one usually say for the world when the world calls up and asks one what he has to say?
What's he saying, Doctor? What is it? What is
well, Doctor, what about Charlie Poodle? Is he with you? Is he in sick confinement? Has she lost consciousness? What about her pulse?
What about her pulse?
Well, has she got it?
Well, you can quote me as saying yes, he definitely has pulse.
Great, that's great.
What's he saying? What does he want to know?
One moment, please. I can't hear anything but you yelling in my ear.
Oh, please tell me, Doctor. What do you want to know?
He wants to know whether Curly Toodle has pulse.
Don't tell him a thing, Doctor.
Oh, well, you told him that he has.
Oh, he has. He's got a pulse, huh? Well, I'll get that much of the story started down to the office anyhow. Goodbye.
Hello, Dr. Christian. I suppose you're a busy man, so I won't take any more of your time. I merely want to say that one of our photographers will be up to see you any moment, and we'd like you to let him take a picture.
Oh, that'd be a pleasure. Yes, sir. The last time I had a picture taken was 5 years ago. That was the time that Mayor Dugan and I were justice in the garden show.
Well, thank you very much, Doctor. It's been a pleasure.
Goodbye, Mr. Williams. Pleasure was all mine.
Hello, come right in.
All right, young lady. Close the door. Bolt it, lock it, and don't say a word. Where's the doctor?
Telling Scoop Gordon's calling.
Do you have an appointment?
Do I have an appointment? Does the night have an appointment with the day? Does the rain have an appointment with the ocean? Or do the stars have an appointment with the night? No, sister, it's fate. It's fate that draws the doctor and me together. Just as when the moon crosses the sun.
Well, it may be fate to you, Mr. Gordon, but it sounds like a blackout to me.
Just tell the doctor I'm here, will you, sister?
If you will wait one moment, please.
Who was at the door, Judy?
Well, it's Steve Gordon in the waiting room. He says it's fate that draws you and him together. Do you feel as if you're being drawn, Doctor?
No, Judy, I don't. But that fella sounds interesting. Your name?
Interesting is the word, Dr. Scoop Gordon's the name.
Well, there he is.
Who am I? That's what you're thinking.
No. No, but go on. That's as good a question as any.
Doctor, I am a reporter's reporter. I am the reporter who brings to the public's attention the fine characteristics of an individual. To the feet of a broken-down crooner, I bring thousands of swooning senoritas. To homely debutantes, I bring stardom. To actresses with if, I bring oomph. In short, Doctor.
In short, you're a publicity agent.
Oh, how good, Doctor. I am not a publicity agent. I am, how shall I say it, a literary maestro. A weaver of syntax and synonyms into melodic phrases. A master of impressions. A creator of words. I do all this. Of course, for a nominal fee.
Just what are you trying to say, Mr. Gordon?
In short, Doctor, you need a public relations man. Now, all you have to do is sign this little contract, and you'll have the guiding genius of Broadway and Hollywood at your disposal.
The doctor's always been able to take care of himself. I don't know why he'd need a nursemaid now.
Simply because, my dear girl, the doctor has never before made the headline from coast to coast.
From coast to coast?
You mean from Maine to California?
Or from Washington to Florida. It depends on how you look at it.
And all these papers to say that I saved the life of Curly Tootle?
In every one of them. Today, Doctor, to 8 million people, you are an angel of mercy in a worsted suit. Now look, Doctor, you might as well engage me as a public relations counselor and get a lot of these worries off your mind.
What worries? I don't have any worries. All I'll do is let this die a natural death, and then the world will let me alone quite contented and live again.
Oh, look, Doctor. You better get educated to the ways of a famous man. Here, come over to the window a moment.
Goodness, what's that, a parade?
What's it all about?
That, Doctor, is a photographer from every newspaper within 1,000 miles from here. And now they're at your door, Doctor. And now the phone starts. And now they're clamoring at your door. You better sign my contract, Doctor, and I'll protect you from them.
Maybe he's right, Doctor. They'll take so much of your time.
Just leave all your problems with the press to Soup Gordon, Doctor, and devote your talent to your profession.
All right, let me have that contract. You know, Judy, I never saw that kind of paper for my own delivery.
The last X-ray, Judy?
Yes, Doctor. Now you take it easy for a few moments.
These last few days have been quite exciting, haven't you, Judy?
Oh, exciting isn't the word. Getting telegrams from all parts of the country. Getting letters from mothers. Being talked about on the radio. Even the offer of a movie contract. That's more than exciting.
Well, that Steve Gordon can get a man into more things.
Doctor, why did you turn down that movie contract? You might have gone to Hollywood and starred opposite Hedy Lamarr. Just think of that.
You think of it, Judy. I have work to do. Come on, let me have those reports, please.
All right, Doctor. By the way, have you seen Scoop Gordon lately?
No, not since the day before yesterday. At the time, he wanted me to post for some more pictures.
Oh, did you?
Oh, I told him I had no time for any more nonsense. All he said was, never mind, Doctor. Don't bother your pick yourself about it. The Scoop will take care of everything. And out to Cuba went.
Well, he's gone back to Broadway. You know, the way he said Broadway, you think it was seven.
Please, let me have those other reports over there, I'm sure.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, here comes Johnny with the evening edition. I suppose the Enterprise is back to its old dull shelf again. I get it. Thanks, Johnny.
Okay. Anything new happening?
No, not really. Mr. Gray has 4 new cows. Mr. Jones, a new horse. His other wife has a new baby.
Well, how much does it weigh?
The cow's the horse of the baby.
Oh, Judy.
7 pounds. There doesn't seem to be any more real than me. Wait a moment. What's this?
What is it, Judy?
Moment. Oh, it can't be. Dr. Christian instructing young mother about dieting. McDougal diapers do not change, trap, tear, or wrinkle, guaranteed through infancy.
What is that?
And then there's a picture of you with the mother holding out one of those new kite-shaped diapers out at full length.
Oh, Sandy, I never took a picture like that.
Oh, here it is. McDougal diapers cover the world. You sure you're not living a double life, Doctor?
Well, if I am, one is a nightmare.
Uh-oh, look at this one. Gowdy's gorgeous girdles for growing girls.
Another picture, too.
Mm-hmm.
Does it say I recommend them or wear them?
Recommend them.
Well, now that's a relief.
But it's you, Doctor, to the wife. In fact, these pictures look more like you than you do.
I can't understand it. Maybe I'm going to get to the bottom of this right now. You know where to get in touch with Scoop Gordon?
I was at the United States Hotel the last time I heard. Oh, goodness. I'm beginning to feel a little guilty.
You see me why?
Because I urged you to let this young man handle your public relations.
Hello, Doctor, and how have you been?
Speaking of the devil.
Oh, you. Well, we were just going to get in touch with you.
Oh, I knew you'd want to see me as soon as you got the evening paper. Isn't that wonderful? That isn't all. For next week, I have two shoe companies, a candy company, and one corset company lined up. Why, Doc, we're just beginning.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gordon, but this is not the beginning.
What do you mean?
Just what I said. This is the end.
But, Doc...
Oh, but don't you but doctor me. I've had enough of this nonsense. I didn't go because I thought that Curly Tootle would get a little harmless publicity out of it, and a few other people would have some fun. And the whole thing would have been forgotten. Instead, it developed into this diaper and girdle holding business. I'm going to put a stop to all this right now.
Bravo, Doctor.
Judy, call Ursula and tell him that he must come my door.
What?
I'll have him print the whole story and end it once and for all.
Good. Hello, April. Can you come right over to Dr. Christian's office? I think the doctor has some news for you. Yes. No, I can't. All right, then you be right over. Goodbye.
But, Doctor, you can't.
Oh, can't I? Why did you get that diaper waving picture? I never posed for that.
The doctor's really burned up.
Well, Mr. Gordon,
it's a good picture, isn't it? Makes you look 5 years younger.
I'm not interested in the aesthetic value of the picture. Where did you get it?
Well, when you told me you wouldn't have the time to do any posing, I was...
Hello, Dr. Christian's office.
So, it's Dr. Christian's office, isn't it? Well, you can tell that old fool that we can just forget about my baby.
What?
I wouldn't let him put a hair on his head. So they called
him
here. So we've got to
have out of
there.
But, Mrs. Kelly, I'm sure there's some mistake.
There's no mistake. And you can tell him when he's
sobered
up, stop to come
into
this house again.
Mrs. Kelly, if you will, please.
I'm going to be nice, Kelly.
Instead
of
the
baby, you
tell
him to keep his old elephant.
That woman is nuts.
Who was it,
Mrs. Kelly? And she just can't talk that way about you.
What did she say?
She said that as soon as you sober up, I'm to tell you that you're not to come near here again.
What does she mean, sober up?
She said if you like elephants better than babies, you can have your old elephant.
Like elephants better than babies? Baby Price, what is this nonsense all about?
All I know is what I hear. Doctor, are you sure you're not living a double life?
Oh, you don't joke. Something funny about this old thing, and I'm...
Well, folks, I'll be running
around. Oh, no. No, you stay right here.
Oh, now what? Hello, Dr. Christian's office.
This is Mr. Biggs, principal of the school. Judy, as soon as Dr. Christian is once again in a responsible condition...
Hmm?
I wanted to tell him it was disgraceful. Simply disgraceful.
What do you mean, Mr. Biggs?
Judy, don't you think it's disgraceful for a man of his age and profession to come out of this playground in a
similar
condition, and teach the children to stick their tongues out of the
teachers? Well, there's some terrible mistake, Mr. Biggie. You know Dr. Christian wouldn't do any such thing.
Oh, it was the doctor, all right. And you can tell him I'm going to the board immediately.
No, I'm going nuts. That was Mr. Biggs at the schoolhouse, because he's been teaching the children to stick their tongues out of the teachers, and that you were inebriated.
Yes. Yeah. The time has come for action. Scoop?
So long, I'll be seeing you.
Oh, no, you don't. Not until we hear the whole story.
Mr. Gordon, I'll give you exactly 5 minutes to tell us all.
Well, I tried to tell you before, but the phone sort of interrupted.
That must be Ursula. Will you ask him to come in, Judy?
Yes, we can,
Ursula. Hey, I don't want to miss anything.
You won't.
Hello, Doc. I came over as soon as I could.
It's just in time. Mr. Gordon is about to tell all.
Last week, Doctor, when you said you couldn't post any pictures, I knew I had to do something. You know, no pictures, no gravy. Well, I had the boys start looking for someone that looks like you.
Oh, I'm beginning to understand.
Yeah. Well, we finally located a piano tuner in Center City.
So that's it.
Yeah, with a little fixing up, he looks more like the doctor than the doctor does.
Yeah, so that explains the pictures in tonight's paper.
Yeah, that explains the pictures, all right. What about the rest, Mr. Gordon?
The rest?
Where's the phone call that just came in?
I brought Mr. Bottomley to River's End with me last night. That's his name, Mr. Bottomley. I just wanted you to meet him this morning, but unfortunately, I didn't know how fond he was of barley juice. And while in the process of consuming some, he disappeared. I've been able to find him since.
Yeah, while I was coming over, Dr. Christian, I saw you go by in a station wagon. Hey, but he was saving you plenty of work. Wait a minute.
Well, Mr. Gordon, I'll give you exactly 10 minutes to pick your Mr. Buttonley up and get him out of town.
And yourself, too. That's all the time I need, brother. So long, everybody. It was a pleasure.
Yeah. Well, that's what you wanted me for, huh?
Not exactly. I want to tell you what really happened when I treated 22 in that state.
Oh, I'll wait to get my pencil. Okay, ready.
Keep. Well, when I got backstage that night, they told me that 22 had swallowed a pin.
Yeah?
Then as I looked at him, I realized that what had happened. I worked around a bit to try and get the pin, but with no success.
But then what did you do?
Well, it was the only thing that was left to do. I put her on my knee and laid on a few where I did the most good. And I turned the pin.
Nice breath.
You have to put in your mouth all the time. I've done the whole thing just to upset everyone. Her publicity agent took advantage of the situation to make a national event out of it.
Ah, what a speech. Go to New York papers, read this. Coincidental hoax reveal. Wow, thanks a million, Doctor. Now you really will be famous.
Wait a minute.
Yes, Doctor?
Have you left something behind?
What? Oh, darling, old victory shirt.
Oh, what a day. What a day.
Well, let's get back to work, Judy. It's about time to restore our professional reputation.
Certainly descends on another Dr. Christian prize play that our star, Gene Herschel, will introduce you. With the coming of colder weather and heated homes, baby's skin is apt to get dry and chafed. Help him, mother, with soothing Vaseline petroleum jelly. Smooth it on the tender, irritated places after baby's bath. Massage it with the folds of skin with a clothing rub. And use as much Vaseline petroleum jelly as you wish. It's pure, it's gentle, it's safe. Besides all that, it does three important jobs. First, Vaseline petroleum jelly soothes, chafes, irritated skin. Second, it forms a protective film that helps keep out infection when the skin is broken. Third, it helps to promote healing. Of course, Vaseline petroleum jelly brings welcome comfort to grown-ups, too. Soothes and cools the skin when chafes are inflamed. Yes, keep an extra jar or tube in the bathroom cabinet. And when you buy, remember, there are many petroleum jellies on the market, but only one bears the trademark Vaseline. That trademark, owned by the Truesdale Manufacturing Company, is your guarantee of absolute purity. Now, here is Gene Herschel. Thank you very much. The author of the play you just heard is Milton Berlinstein, head of the Industrial Arts Department at the Monticello High School, Monticello, New York, and director of war training for Monticello and vicinity, whose versatile talents include art metalwork, jewelry designing, invention of a bookbinding machine, and writing of various sorts. The artists appearing in tonight's play were Franklin Parker, Bob Jellison, Stanley Sauer, Ruth Parrott, and Jane Whitten. And next week our prize play is called The Substitute by Lila Fisk of Brooklyn, New York. We invite you all to join us again next Wednesday evening, same time, and same station, to hear the Vaseline program.
then I'll say good night.
Bob Anderson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.